into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know.
My father too.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
We'll be right back.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Hamlin to miss this weekend's race in Mexico City. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Now this is how you end a summer. Under the lights, surrounded by history. The driver's last shot at the playoffs. Your last chance to see regular season action. Friday night, Xfinity lights the fuse. Saturday night, the Cup Series delivers the fireworks. This is Daytona. This is everything. NASCAR weekend at Daytona International Speedway, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
Joe Gibbs Racing announced late yesterday that Denny Hamlin will not race in the NASCAR Cup Series race this Sunday at the Autodromo Hermanos Rodriguez in Mexico City following the birth of his son on Wednesday. Ryan Truex will be Hamlin's replacement in the 11 car this weekend. Hamlin said his priority is to be at home with Jordan and their family until she's able to go home and begin to transition to a family of five. And practice for both the NASCAR Xfinity and Cup Series will be on the schedule today in Mexico City. Our live coverage of Cup Series practice will begin at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Break yourself free from that desk and come work for Civic Media, a rapidly growing network which has positions open in Park Falls, Hayward, and Amory, Wisconsin that focus on prospecting and new account acquisitions. The ideal candidate will have prior media advertising sales experience and success, reliable transportation, and a connection to the communities in which they would sell. This position pays a base salary plus generous commissions and exceptional additional benefits. To see a full description, go to civicmedia.us and look at careers. Apply at civicmedia.us or send your resume directly to darla.isham@civicmedia.us. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer that is committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
partly sunny, slightly sticky, and warm, with high temperatures still reaching the upper 70s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms starts to move in by the afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny and highs right back to the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting.
Mix for Park Falls and Glidden. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Sun fell down. You kept it going. Sometimes meeting you with a view to a kill. Face to face in secret places, feel the chill.
Is Trail Mix 103.1.
Easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take, take, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed. Grenade. Car. Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it in the trash, yes you did. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. Cause
The right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world serves its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feed it up an ox. Speak grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Bite down. High wire and a fire representing seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Left to us are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team, my team reporters baffle Trump. Slice and burn, return, listen to yourself churn. Locking in, uniform and book burning, blood letting, every motive escalate, automotive centerate. Light a candle, light a motor, step down, watch your heel crush, crush, uh-oh. This means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Partly sunny, slightly sticky, and warm, with high temperatures still reaching the upper 70s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms starts to move in by the afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny, and highs right back to the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
We'll be right back. getcha. Oh,
up to date on what's going on all over the Badger State. TrailMix.fm features Wisconsin news and information you can use. TrailMix.fm.
Softly you whisper, you're so